Costello. I hear Uncle Mike is raising ducks now on his ranch.
Oh, yes, he's got a lot of them.
What chance have I got of having a duck egg?
Not much, unless you're a duck.
Well, forget about your relatives. Did you play golf with Susan Miller yesterday?
Oh, yes. And she knows how to use a mashie and a putter.
That's good. How does she use the wood?
I don't know. We just played golf.
I was... Hey, what's the matter with your foot?
I hit my big toe with a mid-iron.
Well, what
right
are you doing
today, too?
What are you doing for it?
Limping.
Limp. Look at your face. How did you get it so dirty? It's covered with grease.
All I did was follow the instructions when I changed the oil in Susan's car.
Well, how did you get your face so smeared?
Well, it says when changing oil, old oil in your car, be sure and let it drain in your pan.
If I was Susan Miller, I wouldn't be seen with you. You are the biggest idiot I ever met.
You're just saying that because you don't get around much. And personally, I don't care what you think of it. Susan loves me. She's my Abba girl.
Abba, Abba.
Yes, that's Hubba Hubba spelled backwards. Susan's got it coming and going.
Now wait, Costello. Relax and listen a minute, Mike. Hello.
Hello, Abbott.
Costello, where are you?
I'm out here on Vice Street taking my California driving test.
Costello, what happened?
I passed.
Get
over here. Abbott, I'll be there before anybody can say Jack Robinson.
Here I am. Did anybody
say it? Never mind. What's the idea of running out in the middle of the show and taking a driver's test?
Well, you have to, Abbott. You've got to watch these California traffic laws. Last week, I got arrested for walking in my sleep.
How could they arrest you for walking in your sleep?
I don't wear any pajamas.
Never mind. Do you dream while you're sleeping? When you're walking in your sleep, Lou?
Oh, yes. Last night I dreamed I was walking through a park with Hedy Lamarr. We sat down on a bench. I put my arms around her. She put her arms around me. I lifted her face to mine and kissed her.
And then?
Then I looked into her lovely eyes and said, Hedy, what about going steady?
And what did she say?
She said, suit yourself, big boy. It's your dream.
Gentlemen, I'm the star salesman for Henry Wallace's new book, 60 Million Jobs.
Well, what can I do for you?
Could you tell me where I could find employment?
That's how to set you, folks. His middle initial is P.
What does the P stand for?
Prescription. First time his old man saw him, he took a powder.
You're just jealous of Costello because he has talent. Come out here, Norman.
What do you want, Uncle Bud?
I want to show Costello how talented you are. Recite that poem you wrote last night by yourself.
Okay, Uncle Bud.
Go ahead.
Poem. This is for the people who like seafood. January is a month with an R in it, and so are the months that follow it. If you've been holding an oyster in your mouth all winter, now is the time to swallow it.
I'm proud of that boy, Costello. He's going places.
And as soon as I can find a new straight man, you're going with him.
Never mind that. Now, how about paying me back the $14 you owe me?
I can account for every cent of it. Here, I'll figure it out on this blackboard. Now, let me see. I spent $8, and that leaves $6. Now, $8 goes into $6. Wait a minute. $8 won't go into $6. There's no use of forcing it. Suppose we start over and carry $2.
Carry $2?
Yes, we'll split the work. You carry $1, and I'll carry $1. Now, my $1 equals X, and your $1 equals O. Now, I put down an X, then an O, then an X. Then an O, then another X, then an O.
Now, wait a minute. What are you doing?
Hey, how do you like that? I just beat myself playing tic-tac-toe.
Hello, boy.
Well, it's Susan Miller.
Oh, hello, Susan. You know, I've been trying to get you on the phone.
I don't think you tried to get me at all. In fact, I've been telephoning your house all week. Monday night, I called your house and somebody said you were taking a bath.
Monday night?
Yes.
Brother, did you have the wrong number?
Don't pay any attention to Costello, Susan. Why don't you and I step out tonight? We'll go to some little quiet spot. You'll find that I'm very romantic with candlelight and a glass of wine.
You wouldn't be romantic with a flashlight and a barrel of beer. Come on out with me, Susan, if you really want to live. I'll kiss you until the cows come home.
With you around, Costello, it's going to be hard to tell when the cows arrive.
Oh, that was a good one, Bud.
I wonder whatever happened to Pinky Lee. Abbott, I'm supposed to get the laugh. That's hitting below the belt.
Well, Costello, that's where most of you is.
Jerry Lee's shop tonight.
Go on, Abbott. Go ahead. You and Susan tell the funny stuff. I'll set fire to these old rubber boots.
Costello, won't that smell up the studio?
Yes, but nobody will notice it while you two are on.
Remember, Costello, I'm the guy that makes you funny. I can tell jokes better than you.
Attaboy, Bud. Go ahead and show it.
All right, Costello. I'll say to you, I've got a goat at my home that hasn't any nose. And you say, how does he smell? And I tell the funny answer. Now, come on.
Okay.
Put the okay in. That's all you had to think of was okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello, Costello. I've got a goat over at my house. He hasn't any nose.
Is that so?
What is that, so? You're supposed to say to me, how does the goat smell? I'll try it again. Costello, I've got a goat at my house, and he hasn't any nose.
Well, Costello, ask him how he smells.
I don't have to. I've been to his house.
Right.
Costello, why don't you give him a chance? Now, go ahead. Give him a straight line. He knows all the answers.
All right. Abbott, what's the difference between...
Between what?
See, that's been stuck already. Simple little thing like, what's the difference between?
So you're a wise guy, Costello. I'll bet you $10 you're not here.
You got a bet. Put up the money.
All right. Now, you're not in Cleveland, are you?
No, but I got an aunt that lives there.
You're not in Chicago, are you?
No.
Well, if you're not in Cleveland and you're not in Chicago, then you must be someplace else.
That's right.
Well, if you're someplace else, you can't be here. I win the $10. Thank you.
Hey, that's a good one. That's pretty good. Susan.
Huh?
Does Abbott know anything about this?
No.
Mm-hmm. Here's where I get my $10 back and 10 more besides. Hey, Abbott, come on over here a minute.
What do you want, Lou?
Abbott, I'll bet you $20 I'm not here.
I'm not here. I'm looking right at you. Go ahead, here's a 20.
All right, there you are. Now watch this. Abbott, I'm not in Cleveland, am I?
No.
I'm not in Chicago, am I?
No.
Well, if I'm not in Cleveland and I'm not in Chicago, then I must be someplace else.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
Well, if I'm someplace else, then I can't be here.
Well, that's right.
Right? Thank you. I'll take your $20.
Just a minute.
Just a minute.
Oh, hold on there. You just said you were someplace else, and you weren't here, didn't you?
Yes, and you're supposed to give me the $20.
How can I give you the $20 if you're not here?
Well, how do I get the money?
Tell me where you are and I'll mail it to you.
You know, Susan, you got me into this. Make Abbott give me back my
$20. All right. I'll make him give it back on one condition. You give me a riddle that I can't answer.
Okay. What is it that has 8 legs? 12 feet long, wears glasses, flies backwards, carries a bottle of ketchup in one hand, and carries a baseball bat in the left hand, and bats 376. What is it?
Well, I'm stuck. Abbott, give him back the $20.
All right, here's the money, Costello. Now, what's the answer?
Answer? I had a tough enough time making up the riddle. That was one of my father's jokes.
What are you, one of your mother's?
That did it, Abbott. I'm through with that, Susan Miller. I'm through with all girls.
Telegram for Lou Costello. Telegram for Lou Costello.
I'm Lou Costello.
You're Lou Costello?
Yes.
The famous movie actor?
That's me.
The great comedian that's on the air every Wednesday night?
That's me.
Well, what are they raving about?
Give me the telegram.
Mr. Costello, would you give me your autograph?
Ain't you the same guy I've been giving my autographs to all year? You've got 5 of my autographs now.
Yeah, and when I get sick of yours, I can trade them for one of Trigger's footprints.
Well, here's one of my footprints.
Never mind him. Who's the telegram from?
Hey, look at this. It's from that famous Hollywood columnist, Erskine Johnson. Get a load of this. Dear Lou, I have chosen you from all my dearest friends to help me dig up some dirt. I will be over to see you this evening.
Hey, Abbott, I better get busy. This is my opportunity. I'll be famous as a newspaper man.
What are you talking about?
Erskine Johnson wants me to help him dig up some dirt, and he's coming over here tonight. That doesn't give me much time. Gee, think of it, Abbott. We're going to have Erskine, the famous columnist, right here in the studio.
Here I am, comrades, fellow workers. Let's take the United States and set it up into little bitty pieces. A piece for you, a piece for me, a piece for you, and you, and you.
Wait a minute. You're not Erskine Johnson, the columnist.
Columnist? I thought you said communist.
Abbott, get that guy out of here. Oh, boy, Abbott. I'm so happy now I'm a real newspaper man. I'm going to help Erskine Johnson dig up the dirt.
Costello, Erskine Johnson's columnist. It's all about Hollywood. Now, to help him, you'll have to interview people. Get around them. And now, how would you get around Van Johnson?
By flattery.
Good. Now, how would you get around Jimmy Stewart?
By sincerity.
That's fine. And how would you get around Sidney Greenstreet?
By bus.
By... Costello, you've got to have inside information if you're going to be of any help to Erskine Johnson.
Well, I got all the inside stuff, Abbott. For instance, I happen to know that the Chicago Fire was started by a horse.
Now, that's ridiculous. Everyone knows the Chicago Fire was started by a cow.
That's what you think. This horse had friends on the paper, and he kept his name out of it.
Douglas, you'll have to go to a lot of parties and keep track of who's there, Lou.
I went to a party last night. There was one guy there who tried to kiss all the girls. He tried to kiss every girl in the place at 2 o'clock in the morning. They finally threw him out.
Was the party better after that?
I don't know. I couldn't get back in.
That was one good thing about being a columnist. When you go to a nightclub, you can eat on the cuff.
Yes. And that's... What did you say I could eat?
On the cuff. You eat on the cuff.
Why can't I eat on the table like anybody else?
You can eat on the table. But everything you eat is on the cuff.
Just a second. Suppose I have fried eggs, baked beans, succotash, and a piece of apple pie. Does all that stuff go on the cuff?
Well, certainly.
What a slob I turned out to be. There I sit, dragging my sleeves through the mashed potatoes.
Costello, eating on the cuff is just a part of a columnist's great.
How do you like that? Now he's splashing gravy on my cuff.
Costello, when a columnist goes in the nightclub, he eats on the cuff. That's gravy. He doesn't have to pay for it.
Well, all he has is cuffs and gravy. He shouldn't pay for it.
Before they invite you to eat off the cuff, they will probably ask you to have a drink on the house.
Well, that's different. I mean, after all... What did you say again?
I said they'll ask you to have a drink on the house.
Abbott, if I've got to climb up on a house to get a drink, the heck with it.
When I say you eat on the cuff you eat on is not like the cuff you have on your cuff. And when you drink on the house, you don't really drink on the house. The house gives you the drink, so that makes it a drink on the house.
Oh, you mean when I eat on a cuff, the cuff I eat on is not like the cuff I have on my cuff. And when I drink on the house, I really don't drink on the house. The house gives me a drink, so that makes the drink on the house.
Now, you get it.
If I got it, I caught it from you.
Now, you'd better get out and scare up the news. Erskine Johnson is coming right over here tonight. And he said in his wire he wanted you to dig up some dirt.
On my first column, I'm going to get Johnson to put in a big picture of Jane Russell.
Well, do you think that will help Erskine's circulation?
No, but it should do a lot of good for mine.
You still don't have any exclusive item. Now, I've got a tip that the famous screen couple, Ronald Flashback and his wife, Millicent, are separated. Come on. Let's go over to their house. Come on. My, they have a lovely house here, Costello. Look at the gorgeous flowers. I'd say they were lilies.
They look more like Pelargonium geranium.
Pelargonium geranium? How do you spell that?
They're lilies.
Go ahead and ring the bell.
Now I know what happened to that Lucky Strike commercial.
Oh, good evening, gentlemen.
Oh, good evening, Mrs. Flashback. I'm Bud Abbott, and this is Lou Costello. He works for Erskine Johnson, and we're here to interview you and your husband.
How nice. Won't you come in?
Thank you. Lovely place you have here. We noticed the lilies coming up the front walk.
Are those lilies coming up the front walk again? I told them to use the back door.
Mrs. Flashback, let's get on with the interview. Now, where did you first meet your husband?
I met him on a bus. He was a perfect gentleman. The bus was crowded, and he got up and gave me his seat. Then the bus crashed.
What happened?
He was the bus driver.
You mean the great movie star Ronald Flashback was a bus driver?
Oh, yes. It hasn't been easy for us. Before Ronald got his big break in the movies, I had to work as a waitress in the drive-in. It was terrible. In 5 years, I didn't wait on a single car.
Why?
That was before automobiles were invented. I know how it is, Mrs. Flashback. When my Uncle Mike and Aunt May came out here, things were so tough, he had to hock his watch. Then there was nothing left to hock. He hocked my Aunt May.
Yes?
For 3 years, he worked to save his money. He went back to that hock shop. There was my Aunt May sitting in the window. He went into that hock shop.
And he took out Aunt May?
No, he took out his watch.
Mrs. Flashback, Costello's interested in the rumor that you and Ronald are going to separate. I heard you slapped his face in a nightclub.
Gossip, gossip, gossip. Nothing but Hollywood gossip. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Then you didn't slap his face in a nightclub.
Of course not. I hit him on the head with a champagne bottle.
You see, Abbott, just a family squabble. Aunt May often wallops Uncle Mike, but they always patch it up.
With hugs and kisses.
No, with band-aids and meteoricone.
Oh, here comes Ronald now. Now, you watch us, Costello, and you see how wrong that rumor was. Ronald!
Love boat!
Dream boat!
Angel boat!
Honey boat!
Steamboat!
All aboard for your soul.
Quiet, Costello!
Oh, my darling, my sweet darling, without you, I'm lost. I need you.
Ronald, without you, I'm lost. We need each other.
I'm lost without you.
I'm lost without you. Well,
go ahead, Costello.
I'm lost, too. I can't find my place.
I...
Thank you. Here it is. What these two need is a road map. I should have stayed lost.
Johnny, I love you, and I'll put that on the record.
And I love you, and I'll put that on the record.
Not if Petrilla hears you, you won't.
Mrs. Flashback, I'm convinced that you two are not separating.
Preposterous. My wife is the only woman in the world that means anything to me.
Then that blonde you are holding hands with at Cyril's means nothing?
Nothing.
So, you were out with a blonde, and you told me you were at the studio looking over some lines.
He was looking over some lines, all right, but they weren't at the studio.
Why, you no good two-timing heel out.
Darling, darling, put down that vase. It's worth $5,000.
I'll take 10 cents worth.
You rat. To think I've been married to you all these years.
Please, Millicent, this fat, knob-headed newspaper nitwit is a liar. I wasn't with a blonde. I swear to it.
Would you take him out?
Certainly. If I was out with a blonde, may this building fall down and hit me on the head.
Well, Costello, we sure got an exclusive divorce story for Erskine Johnson College.
Hey, Abbott, it's Erskine Johnson.
Hello, boys. Did you get my wire, Costello?
I'll say. And I got stuff for you, Erskine. Hey, do you know that Universal International is making a picture about the beautiful, sunshiny California weather?
Really? Where are they shooting it?
In Phoenix, Arizona.
Costello. Hello, Lamar. But, boys, I came here
Erskine,
to...
last night I was out with Hedy Lamarr, and I whispered in her ear. Do you know what she said to me?
No.
How did you guess?
Look, Costello, I came here to ask you...
Nice,
you Costello is just thrilled to death to be helping you.
Could you give him some pointers on being Italian?
Well, it takes a lot of perseverance. For example, you want to interview Olivia de Havilland. You've got to park yourself on her doorstep. And then the only way she can get in is to walk over you. That'll make you a columnist.
That would make me a doormat.
Say, Erskine, did you see our new picture, the new Shanghai?
Sure, I saw it at a sneak preview in Azusa, and it was a howling success.
It was?
Sure, everybody was howling for their money back.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Erskine, when do I start working on your column?
You working on my column? What are you talking about?
Didn't you send me a telegram telling me that you wanted me to help you dig up some dirt?
Oh, sure, Lou. You see, I'm building a swimming pool in my backyard, and I thought if you weren't doing anything Saturday, you might come over and help me dig up some dirt.
Me? You expect me to dig dirt in your backyard?
You want me to be a common shoveler?
Well, I thought...
Erskine! Erskine Johnson! I leave you with two words.
What two words?
Jimmy Fiddler.
Oh, no!